Welcome back to the Rise Podcast, where hoops and faith collide. Today we are going to be talking about, can you be an athlete and demonstrate your faith? That is the question. It can absolutely be possible. You can have a relationship with God and still demonstrate your faith through your actions, through your competition, through your sportsmanship. And let's look at one athlete specifically, Steph Curry. He's a guard for Golden State Warriors. He has hundreds of records, titles, probably got lots of trophies. He signed a deal with Under Armour because they were the only company that would allow him to share his faith through his apparel and shoes. And his verse that he always goes to is, "I can do all things," and that comes from Philippians 4:13, which honestly is also one of my favorite all-time verses. So he writes the verses on his shoes. A lot of times there are scripture references on his apparel, and it is just a neat outwardly expression of displaying who God is and what he's done throughout his life. And I hope that it can encourage us to really find who our identity is in and see the purpose that God has for us through finding our identity in Christ. Today I would like to share just a little bit about the real treasure. And it comes from the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 29. But this book was probably written by Ezra, and it was in the time of King Solomon, King David, and one of the prayers that King David wrote was found in 1 Chronicles 29, starting in verse 11. And he says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the splendor and the majesty, for everything in the heavens and on earth belongs to you. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom, and you are exalted as head over all." And I think, you know, that's a great foundation of finding, you know, who our identity can be wrapped up in. It's in who Jesus Christ is and what he's done for us. You know, and throughout the chapter, you know, in 1 Chronicles, it talks about how the people gave everything they had because they knew it belonged, you know, to the Lord. And though they would forget, like the generations before and after them, for this moment in time, remember, the true treasure was not in their wealth, but it was being in the presence of a living God. And Jesus taught the same truth to the crowds that gathered, you know, on the Sermon on the Mount. And that was found in Matthew 6. It says, "Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And that's, again, Matthew 6, 19 through 21. You know, there are times when, you know, by God's grace, I have sacrificed earthly treasure to the Lord wholeheartedly, like those worshipers in chapter 29. But there are also times, so many, when I give out of guilt, out of obligation, or I just don't give at all. But the point of my giving is not for the whole heart instances to outweigh the others. The purpose is to worship the Lord with all my heart, with all my mind, and with all my strength. And that's, you know, coming from Deuteronomy 6:4. You know, for us Christians, you know, our heart is a temple of the Lord. And, you know, the perfect example is, you know, David and King Solomon built a beautiful temple where the Spirit of the Lord would reside. You know, but Jesus reminds us that we ourselves have become that temple. Creation is even more glorious than, you know, Solomon's temple. And so, you know, it talks about in 1 Chronicles 29, you know, verse 16, it says, Lord, our God, all this wealth that we're provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand. Everything belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and that you are pleased with what is right. I have willingly given all these things with an upright heart, and now I have seen your people who are present here giving joyfully and willingly to you. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our ancestors, keep this desire forever in the thoughts of the hearts of your people and confirm their hearts toward you. So David is basically praying, you know, and saying that he's seen, you know, the people around him give and acknowledge, you know, that Jesus is Lord, that he's great, that he is worthy to be praised, and that all the gifts that they have received, you know, come from Jesus. And so that's a great reminder for us just to really think about, you know, our gifts, our abilities, our talents. They're all gifts from God. And, you know, a good way to say thanks for those gifts is to honor God with them and whatever he's gifted us with. And so, you know, I alluded to Steph Curry in the beginning. You know, his gifts include being a great basketball player. It's come with hard work and lots of practice. And his way to give back as a thank you to God is just his outward gestures and his witness, like his, how he carries himself and, you know, the verses in his clothing apparel. He really wants others to see, you know, that Jesus Christ changed his life and gave him the talents that he has so that he can, in return, use those talents and abilities, those gifts, and give God the glory for it. And so that's encouraging. So if you're an athlete, even if you're not, whatever your profession is, your passions, you can use whatever gifts God has given you, and you can say thank you by being good stewards of what, you know, those gifts are and using them for his glory. I, you know, have been gifted with a lot of different things in my life, and my hope is that each one of those gifts are used to bring God glory. A few of those gifts are, you know, being able to have a clothing line, apparel line, called Rise Up, and it's supposed to be a motivating, encouraging, empowering brand for athletes and non-athletes, you know, to remind ourselves, like, hey, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you've been, God has called us to rise and rise up to his purpose, his plan for our lives. And that just comes by getting the word, getting to know who God is in our lives. And so, you know, the brand will always be just that. It will be to honor God and to inspire others. You know, another gift that I've been able to, you know, possess is coaching. You know, I've coached a lot of basketball, probably for the past 22 years of my life. I've been coaching, training, really trying to develop athletes and work on, you know, not only the fundamentals, but also encouraging them spiritually. And so with that, I've developed, you know, Rain Basketball Academy, which is a training and camps and clinics. You know, they're all geared toward bringing God glory. And my motto is always, the Lord reigns. And so that's kind of where Rain Basketball came about, was I wanted to find a phrase, a verse, that really acknowledges who God is in my life and what he's done. You know, another gift, I would say, is not only my ability to coach and come up with a brand, but also, you know, being able to work with kids, youth, and teach them values, teach them, you know, social skills, all the things that will help them be successful in life. And that's just with my Rain Basketball Foundation, you know, and also my professional life as a counselor. I really am so thankful for the opportunities that really God has opened up for me to bring him glory and to really, you know, let others know, like, the foundation of my faith and my life is grounded in knowing who God is and what he's done for me in my life. And, you know, sometimes that takes courage to share. And so I want to share this other verse that is from 1 Chronicles 28. And it's again David speaking. And he says, "Be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He won't leave you or abandon you until all the work for the service of the Lord's house is finished." And that verse right there is just so powerful, because it gives us hope, it gives us purpose, and it gives us the strength to really put in our minds and believe in our hearts, like, hey, whatever it is, whatever abilities and gifts that you have, be strong, courageous, like, go, do the work, like, you know, put in the time, put in the effort to make your passions, your gifts, the best that you can do, because God is with you all the way. And why is he with you? Because he gave you those gifts and abilities. And so, you know, that's an amazing calling. Not everyone has the same purpose or gifts, you know, or abilities. But when you use what God has given you to bring God glory, that is your best witness. That is your best testimony. And I would just encourage you to find, you know, whatever you're interested in, whatever, you know, you're talented with, hey, use it for God's glory. Like, use it for his kingdom. Somebody in whatever sphere you're in, whatever avenue you've chosen to be passionate about, God chose you to be a witness in that area. And that's a pretty powerful opportunity and calling, you know. And so, you know, there's a lot of people in the world, especially athletes, you know, that are looking for an answer or looking for a purpose or looking for, you know, some kind of, you know, resolution to whatever they're going through. And we as believers can be a catalyst in showing them who God is and what he's done in our life, so that they can see, hey, God, if God can do this for me, he can do this for you. And so I would just encourage you to continue to seek God, and continue to use, you know, your gifts, your abilities to bring you know, glory to God in all that you do. You know, I allude to, you know, Steph Curry's verse found in Philippians 4:13, where it says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." That verse alone, if you speak it, if you speak those you know, positive, encouraging affirmations that literally come from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I promise you, when you start to proclaim those words, it comes alive and it feeds your soul, it feeds your mind. And when you watch God work in your life, it just comes down to belief. What do you believe, and how will you show others what God has done for you? And so right now, I just want to take a moment to just pray for us, because we all know that this world is a crazy place. And we also know that there's a lot of people who are trying to find their identity in everything but God. So I pray over them, and I pray over you and I, that we could be a witness to those people around us, whether it's by our actions, our words, our outward expression, how we carry ourselves, whatever it is, we want others to see the light. And so let's just pray real quick. Father God, we just thank you for your word and how great you are and how amazing and awesome your plan is for our lives, God. And I thank you for athletes like Steph Curry, who can use their platform, you know, to bring you glory. And I thank you that he chose to honor you in the things that he does and the things that you have gifted him to. And I pray that we would all look at his gifts and abilities and realize that, hey, God, you can do those things in my life too. Whatever your gifts are, whatever your talents are, we know that you can use them to bring you glory. And I pray for everyone listening, God. I pray that we would find, you know, our gifts and abilities, and that we would use them, steward them, you know, that others would see the light and the hope that we possess through how we approach those gifts and abilities, God. So I thank you for, you know, letting us have those gifts and abilities, God. Help us to find them, steward them, and just become everything that you've called us to be, and that others hopefully will see the light that we have and why we have it. Because you are great and you are God, and we do everything out of honor and reverence to you, Lord. And all these things we ask, we pray in your name. Amen. Thank you guys for joining me and in prayer. I look forward to talking a lot more about athletes and coaches and sport and how it relates to faith. And I hope that you are encouraged today to find your talents, find your gifts, and use them for God's glory. And stay tuned. Make sure you turn the notifications on. There will be more amazing interviews and podcasts ahead for 2024. So thank you for joining, and I will talk to you next time. Rise up.